Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Coming up in this episode of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, John Elway has a couple significant items and events in his career, and the Tyler Rose is drafted in 1978. We'll talk about those and more in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. And today, we are going to our second day in the month of May in our football history, and we have some great items. And you wouldn't think so in May, but there are some great football history items that happen on May 2nd. And the first was the 1978 NFL Draft, and the Houston Oilers chose Earl Campbell from the University of Texas as the number one pick in that 1978 draft. Campbell had a remarkable career in the NFL and was eventually enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1991. Other members of that 1978 draft class have joined him in Canton, according to the Pro Football Reference website. They are Stanford wide receiver James Lofton, who was picked sixth in that draft by the Green Bay Packers, and Alabama's tight end Ozzie Newsome was chosen by the Browns at the 23rd overall selection. May 2nd, 1983. Back on April 26, 1983, we discussed the 1983 NFL Draft as Stanford University quarterback John Elway was the first pick by the Baltimore Colts. The Colts were not able to work out a deal with their player of choice prior to the draft and allegedly turned down multiple trade offers for the spot, and yet they still decided to choose the Stanford quarterback. Elway made it no secret that he did not want to play for Baltimore and said so in multiple quotes. He even threatened to play baseball instead of with the Colts unless he was traded to a West Coast team. The Colts tried working out a deal with Elway, and they kept trying. And finally, on this May 2nd date in 1983, over a week after the draft, this headline came out in the St. Joseph News Press via the New York Times News Service. The Colts send Elway to the Broncos, and that's our newspapers.com football history headline of the day. The article says that for the rights of Elway, the Colts received the Broncos' top pick in the draft, Chris Hinton, a guard from Northwestern who was a fourth overall pick in the 1983 NFL draft. The Blue Horseshoe also took third-year quarterback Mark Herman from Denver, as well as the Broncos' 1984 first-round pick. Elway was excited to be heading for Denver, and with the trade, he devoted himself to the NFL, forgoing the earlier threats of the MLB. What a career he had with Denver. Elway took the Broncos to five Super Bowl games, winning two titles, and was selected to the Pro Bowl nine times in his career. Elway was also inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in the 2000 class and the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2004. And if you want to be able to read through some of the old articles like we did from the St. Joseph News Press, you need to check out newspapers.com. And at newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back 1798 all the way to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast and other great Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers to get your free 1 week. And make sure you do that because it is such a great thing to have. Speaking of John Elway, May 2nd was indeed a big day for the career of Elway, as on May 2nd, 1999, he announced his retirement from the NFL. Another big piece of John Elway history. Now let's go to some football birthdays for this May 2nd. And these are Hall of Fame birthdays. May 2nd, 1887, St. Louis, Missouri. The halfback from Texas A&M from 1905 to 1907, Joe Ute was born. The footballfoundation.org shares that in the 3 seasons that Ute played with the Aggies, the school had a record of 19-4-1. What Ute did for the gridiron after his playing days were over was truly remarkable. Ute graduated in 1908. He went to law school and then was a practicing attorney in Dallas for 55 years. He returned to Texas A&M in 1912 and served 1 year as a freshman coach and a director of athletics. That same year, he founded the Texas Officials Association and was its president from 1912 to 1936. In 1914, he helped found the Southwest Conference, which lasted all the way through the 1996 season. Still seemingly to find some times on his hands, we don't know how, Joe wrote the Southwest Review of each football season in the NCAA guide for 25 years. The College Football Hall of Fame proudly placed a display in honor of Joe Ute into their legendary museum in 1974. May 2nd, 1945, Fort Worth, Texas. The Arkansas Razorbacks tackle from 1964 through the 1966 season, Lloyd Phillips arrived into the world. According to the National Football Foundation, Phillips recorded 304 tackles and played on the Razorback teams that compiled a 29-3 record during his stay. Lloyd earned all Southwest Conference accolades 3 times and the first team All-American honors 2 times. A unanimous first team All-American selection in 1966, Phillips won the Outland Trophy as the nation's best interior lineman. Lloyd Phillips was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1992 after the National Football Foundation tallied up their votes. May 2nd, 1955, Mineral Wells, Texas. Richard Ritchie, the Texas A&I quarterback from 1973 to 1976, was born. After 9 games, Texas A&I had a 1-8 record going into the last game of the 1973 season. Then, a freshman, Richard Ritchie, moved up the depth chart to get the nod as a starting quarterback. The Javelinas won that game and propelled Ritchie to continue as an A&I signal caller at quarterback for the next 3 full seasons. Texas A&I, now known as Texas A&M Kingsville, in those seasons under Ritchie, when he was under center, sported records of 13-0, 12-0, 13-0 en route to winning the NAIA Division I championships in those 3 years. He had a record of 39-0 as a starter. That's unbelievable. He passed for 40 touchdowns and rushed for 19. For his collegiate career, Ritchie passed for a total of 5,131 yards, and he rushed for another 1,492. He also kicked 137 extra points and 9 field goals. The National Football Foundation selected Richard Ritchie for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. Richard served as the assistant football coach at Texas from 1977 to 1979, North Texas in 1980, and Texas Tech from 1981 all the way to 1984. We are sure glad that you joined us here for our football history for once again another day, and we do this every single day of the year, so make sure you join us. You could follow us at your favorite podcast provider, or you can go to pigskindispatch.com and just come in and just subscribe to be a member, or you can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and ask to be put on our email list, and we'll send you our articles that we post every single day just as a reminder. And our podcasts are on there too. Sometimes we have multiple podcasts in a day, but we definitely have one each and every day of the year with this great football history that you so much enjoyed. And if you like sports history, make sure you go over to sportshistorynetwork.com, where this podcast and about 20 others are on there for your listening enjoyment. And boy, they cover some great sports history of all kinds of aspects of sports history from all around the world, all different types of eras. And there are some great hosts and guests that appear on those podcast, so make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. And we have a lot coming up in this coming week, so make sure you join us, because we're going to go through some of our football by numbers series this week, and we also have some great guests. We have an author that has some football humor, and I think you're going to enjoy that, because I sure did talking to him. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.